You're listening to IRIS, the Iowa Radio Reading Information Service. Welcome to the reading of the Dubuque Telegraph Herald for Sunday, November 13th. Today is Monday, November 14th. Support for this reading comes from the DePaco R.W. Hoffer Foundation. I'm Bernadette.
And I'm Jackie.
And here is our first story.
The Young Preservationists, a new generation, finds passion in restoring historic Dubuque. Cool is one of those words that has withstood the passage of time. Yes, there is the traditional low-temperature definition, but it is also a word that has been used since the era of Chaucer and Shakespeare to casually mean that something is really, really good. As in, history is cool. And there may be no place in the Midwest cooler in that regard than Dubuque. As Iowa's oldest city, it is rife with buildings that are more than two centuries old. As a destination city for many young people looking for that rare combination of urban chic and suburban convenience, Dubuque is home to some very talented individuals who are passionate about the renewal of the city's vintage architectural treasures. Restoring the E.W. O'Meara House. Adam Schweninger, 28, was born and raised in Dubuque. He has been working with Gronin Restoration as a painter for the past 4 years. He took the plunge a few years ago, buying a 107-year-old four-square bungalow in the historic West 11th Street District that he is renovating and plans to call home. His introduction to the city's historic buildings was a trolley tour he took with his fourth-grade class. "We got to see the inside of the Redstone Mansion," he said, "the Grand Opera House, and all these neat historic buildings. I was fascinated by the architecture. I was drawn to not just the history, but the building accoutrements, the balustrades on the buildings, gargoyles. Those were the kind of things I was noticing. And I was already wondering, at that age, how they were built and how they worked with the building." As he got older, Schweninger spent time attending Heritage Works tours and events. He looked for more than 5 years for the right home to renovate and found it a few years ago in the West 11th Street Historic District. The four-square bungalow, known as the E.W. O'Meara House, is nestled between looming Victorians 10 times its size. Schweninger's research has found that the house was owned by an Irish family who scraped together enough money in 1915 to buy a lot in what was then a very swanky part of town. They probably had an opportunity to buy this lot and to build something in this neighborhood, even though socially they didn't belong there, Schweninger said. As he's begun restoring the property, Schweninger has found evidence that the family tried hard to fit into their surroundings. "I've found that the floors are much thinner than normal," he said, "but they're maple, and the whole idea behind that was that someone would come in and see maple floors and think you had money. But they're very, very thin. A lot of the finishes in the house were made to look like the family had money when they didn't." Schweninger's goal, besides living in the home once he's finished it, is to keep as much of the original house, inside and out, as he can. "I can't change what's already gone," Schweninger said, "but we're really lucky in Dubuque that this city really cares about its history and its architecture, and we can restore and maintain it." Schweninger spends most days after he's put in 8 hours at his day job working on his 11th Street home. "I spend a lot of time just pulling out the bad stuff, he said, and waiting for the house to tell me what my next move is. Hands-on work. Nick Carr, 28, really loves his job. Carr, a mason with Gronin Restoration, attended Southwest Tech in Fenimore, Wisconsin, and picked the masonry program on a whim. I must have gotten lucky, because it was a complete accident that I got into masonry, he said. But it was like I was meant to do it right from the beginning. Masons work with brick, marble, limestone, cast stone, concrete block, glass block, and adobe block, using wet mortar to bind the material they're working with together. As a mason who works in historic renovation and restoration, Carr works almost exclusively with old material. 100% of the bricks we use came from the original building, he said. We send mortar to a place in Chicago that duplicates historic mortar, so we have new material made exactly like it was originally. Carr, who grew up in Darlington, Wisconsin, and makes his home in Dubuque, is amazed at the number of historic buildings still standing in the city, and he has a strong affinity for them. There are brick buildings everywhere, he said. If you start to tear them down, Dubuque kind of loses. These old, beautiful bricks have been around for 100, 150 years. Why start over if these have worked for all those years? It's just part of the beauty here. I mean, why would you want to start over? But the most satisfying part of Carr's job is what he sees, or rather doesn't see, when he's done. I'm building on the work of masons from 100 or more years ago, he said. When I finish a project, if I stand back and look at it, and it looks like I was never there, then I know I've done a good job.
Due to the number of obituaries that were in Sunday's paper, we are going to move to that section now, and we'll return to the news if there is time. Our first obituary is that of Christopher J. Esser, Jr., age 81, who died peacefully surrounded by family at the Grant Regional Health Center in Lancaster, Wisconsin, on November 9, 2022. He was born March 23, 1941, in Cashville, the son of Christopher H. Esser, Sr. and Frances Fanny Weist. Chris graduated from the Cassville High School, class of 1959. He married Mary Ilya Bernhardt on October 28, 1967, and they had four daughters. They celebrated 55 years of marriage in October. Chris enjoyed farming on the family farm for many years. Chris also was employed at the Grant County Farm Company feed mill for 8 years. And then he began a 27-year career at Wisconsin Power and Light, working primarily for an auxiliary equipment and turbine operator. He retired on February 1, 1998. Chris and Mary Ilya owned and operated the Three Ridges Golf Driving Range, and then following retirement, he held various jobs, including a courtier driver for Dean Clinics, a night watchman for a seed company, and his volunteer job of lawn mowing at Stonefield Village. He loved his hometown of Cassville, Wisconsin, and was very involved in many community activities and organizations. This involvement and volunteer work led to his wife nominating and Chris receiving the Charlie Award from the Workers' Union 965. Chris was a member of the St. Charles Borromeo Catholic Church, a member of the Knights of Columbus in Glen Haven, and the Holy Name Society. He is survived by his wife, Mary Ella. Also surviving are his daughters and sons-in-law, Anne Harley Morley, Patty Mark Wood Johill, Lisa Jeff Somerville, and Beth Esner Derek Peterson, grandchildren and great-grandchildren. A Mass of Christian Burial will be held on Friday, November 18, 2022, at 11 a.m. at St. Charles Borromeo Catholic Church in Cassville, with Father Gregory officiating. Burial will be in the St. Charles Cemetery. Visitation on Thursday, November 17th, from 4 until 7, at 3:45, the Knights of Columbus Rosary will be prayed. Friends may also call on Friday from 10 a.m. until this time of service. In lieu of flowers, gifts will be made in his memory to St. Charles Borromeo Catholic Church.
Norman Muleipe. Norman Huck Muleipe, 93, of Galena, passed away on Thursday, November 10th at Galena Staus Senior Care Community. Funeral services will be at 11 a.m. Wednesday, November 16th, at St. Matthew's Lutheran Church, Galena, where friends may call after 10:30 a.m. until the time of service. Friends may call from 4 to 7 p.m. Tuesday, November 15, at Furlong Funeral Chapel, Galena. The burial will be in Greenwood Cemetery, Galena. Military honors will be accorded graveside by Galena VFW and American Legion. Huck was born September 3, 1929, in Schulzburg, Wisconsin, the son of William Herman and Ella Marie Muleipe. The family moved to Galena in 1936, where they operated a John Deere implement business. The Muleipe siblings included four brothers, Delbert, Laverne, Paul, and Daryl, and two sisters, Joyce Sanderson and Carolyn Busson. He graduated from Galena High School with the class of 1948. He served in the U.S. Navy during the Korean War aboard the USS Hollister from 1950 until 1951. Upon returning home, he was employed at the Dubuque Packing Company until his retirement in 1993. He was united in marriage to Connie Carnes of Hazel Green on June 16, 1956. Over his lifetime, his interests included stock car and ATV racing, hunting, spending time on the river, and in his retirement, he enjoyed golfing. He was a devoted member of St. Matthew's Lutheran Church, a member of the Elks Lodge, where he served as exalted ruler, and was a member of the Galena Generals, the Galena VFW, and the American Legion. Together, he and his wife raised four children, Mike, Mary Binlack, Jennifer Goodnow, and Ellen Winan, Ellen Winan preceded him in death. They also had four grandchildren, five great-grandchildren. Condolences may be left for the family at Furlong General Chapter.
Paul Perrin, 93, of Dubuque, Iowa, died Friday, November 11, 2022, at the Mercy One Dubuque Medical Center in Dubuque after a brief illness. Paul was born on June 6, 1929, in B-Town, Wisconsin, the son of Charles and Stella Rogers Perrin. With no high school nearby, he left home at age 14 for the big city, and he attended the Lancaster High School, where he excelled on the football field. The B-Town years gave Paul his love of rural life and prompted his move in 1963 to a small farm outside of Bernard, where he and his wife Mary spent the next 30 years. This adventure included all the ups and downs of living with a growing family in rural Iowa, including raising a variety of different animals, planting a garden that kept the kids busy, and lots of windshield time, driving to work, school, shopping, and everywhere. Paul enjoyed living near North Gary Owen, and he was active in St. Patrick's Church, coaching Little League, and involved in the commercial club, including a time as president. He was a friend to everyone he met and a great dance partner for his wife, the late Mary Coakley. They married in June 1951 at St. Lawrence Catholic Church in Otter Creek. After more than 50 years together, Mary passed in the summer of 2001, and Paul never filled the void from the loss of the person whom brought so much joy to everyone. His survivors include his children, Patricia Patty Beck of Cascade, Steve Perrin, Barb Ron Nowicki of Dubuque, and Beth Tom Kane of Glen Ellen, Illinois, and Bill Perrin of Bellevue, Amy Perrin of St. Charles, Illinois, grandchildren and 18 great-grandchildren. He was preceded in death by his parents, wife Mary, son David, daughter-in-law Debbie, and brother Don, and brother-in-law Tim Coakley. Visitation will be held from 8:30 a.m. until 10:15 a.m. on Wednesday, November 16th, at the Church of the Resurrection in Dubuque. The Mass of Christian Burial for Paul will be at 10:30 a.m. Wednesday, November 16th, with Father Phil Gibbs as the celebrant. Burial will be in the St. Lawrence Cemetery in Otter Creek. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Church of the Resurrection in Dubuque, Iowa.
Thomas J. Kalb, Norwood Young America, Minnesota. Thomas J. Kalb, M.D., age 91, of Norwood Young America, passed away Monday, November 7th, at his home, surrounded by family. Mass of Christian Burial, 3 p.m. Monday, November 14th, at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Waconia, with Father Stan Mader as celebrant. Visitation 1 hour prior to the Mass, final resting place in St. Joseph Catholic Cemetery in Waconia. Thomas was born on July 16, 1931, in Dubuque, the son of Bert P. and Mary E. Mamie Kalb. On August 27, 1955, Thomas was united in marriage to Dolores M. Kalb at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Dubuque. He graduated from the University of Iowa College of Medicine and completed his internship at Milwaukee County General Hospital. After serving in the United States Air Force at Carswell Air Force Base in Fort Worth, Texas, Thomas completed his residency at the University of Minnesota Medical School and practiced dermatology for many years in Minneapolis and Richfield, Minnesota. Thomas was preceded in death by his wife Dolores, son Timothy John Kalb, parents Bert P. and Mary E. Kalb, brothers Reverend Bertram Kalb, Reverend Robert Kalb, Anthony A.J. Kalb, DDS, Reverend Howard Kalb, S.J., Richard Dick Kalb, and John Jack Kalb, Sister Marie Therese Kalb, OSF, and sisters-in-law and brothers-in-law, Mary Catherine Bollinger and Margaret Sherman. Thomas is survived by his children, Kathleen, Joan Hazuka, Tom Kalb, Bill Kalb, Joe Kalb, Mary Kalb, Howie Kalb, Bob Kalb,
Barbara Hasper, Michael Kalb, Peggy Coates, grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and many nieces and nephews. Arrangements are with Johnson Funeral Home in Waconia.
Thomas W. Dingbaum of North Carolina. Thomas William Tom Dingbaum, 79, of Wake Forest, died peacefully at his home with his family by his side on Monday morning, November 7, 2022. He was born in Dyersville, Iowa, to the late Clarence Edmund Dingbaum and Mary Marcella Koopman Dingbaum. He served as a captain in the U.S. Army Special Forces, the Green Beret Unit, and was a Korean linguist. He had various stateside assignments as well as Okinawa and Vietnam, and was awarded two Purple Hearts for injuries. Tom, along with his Army friend, helped a high school teacher. He was an active member also of St. Raphael's Catholic Church for 20 years and at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church for 25 years in Raleigh. A massive Christian burial will be held on at 11 o'clock, Tuesday morning, November 29th. At the St. Mary's of the Angels Chapel in Raleigh. Mr. Dingman is survived by his wife of 54 years, Judy Baumgartner Dingbaum, a stepson, Donald Daniel, his wife is Mary Elizabeth Herbert, Carolyn Capper Jasper, her husband Patrick of Polatesboro, and Donald Dingham. Stepchildren, sisters-in-law, and he was preceded in death by his brothers, Gary Dennis and Anthony Joseph. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of North Carolina.
Arlene M. Moore, Bernard, Iowa. Arlene Marie Moore, 68, of Bernard, Iowa, passed away on November 9th. Surrounded by her loving family at the University of Iowa Hospital and Clinics. Visitation will be from 4 to 7 p.m. Monday, November 14th, at Leonard Funeral Home and Crematory, where services will be held at 7 p.m. Arlene was born on November 16th, 1953, in Dubuque, the daughter of Irvin and Lelia Valentine. She graduated from Western Dubuque High School and received her nursing degree from NICC in 1987. She married her loving husband Terry on June 10, 1972, at St. Teresa Parish in Lamont, Iowa. They recently passed the milestone of 50 years of marriage. Arlene worked as a nurse at several hospitals and nursing homes in the Davenport-Dubuque area. She was a caregiver by heart. She displayed her nurturing, caring spirit through helping anyone she could. Arlene was adored by all she came in contact with. Arlene's hobbies included fishing, taking long car rides with Terry, and camping with Mike, Nancy, and Tommy. Arlene was a dedicated mother and wife. She treasured and enjoyed spending time with her family and embraced every moment with them. She especially loved her role of grandma and nana. One of her biggest joys was watching her granddaughters grow up and was an avid spectator of their many sporting events. Her granddaughters always looked forward to doing arts and crafts or playing a game of Uno or Yahtzee with her. The girls could talk Grandma into doing most anything. You could also count on Arlene to bring her homemade cinnamon rolls
to the family Christmas. She will be greatly missed and forever in our hearts. She is survived by her loving husband, Terry, children Jennifer Moore and Todd Moore, her grandchildren Jayla Duckworth, Adelissa Moore, and Brooklyn Moore, siblings Butch Valentine, Jerry Valentine, Tom Valentine, Hank Valentine, Dave Valentine, Ken Valentine, Mike Valentine, Greg Valentine, Jean Recker, and Sheila Paul, in-laws, and many nieces and nephews. She was preceded in death by her parents, Irvin and Leela Valentine, her mother and father-in-law, John and Viola Moore, three sisters, Lois Valentine, Bev Hansen, and Janice Kramer, her brother, Terry Valentine, brothers-in-law, Jack Moore, Fred Moore, Richard Moore, and Bob Paul, and her sister-in-law, Rose Valentine. An Arlene M. Moore Memorial Fund will be established. The family would like to thank everyone who has reached out during this difficult time.
You're listening to the Dubuque Telegraph Herald on IRIS, the Iowa Radio Reading Information Service for the Blind and Print Handicapped. Your reader is Bernadette
and Jackie.
If you have any comments on this or on any IRIS program, please call 243-6833 or toll-free at 877-404-4747. And don't forget, this and many other IRIS programs are available from our website at iowaradioreading.org. And now we return to the Telegraph Herald. The obituary of Ruth M. Keeler, 90, of Dickeyville, Wisconsin. She passed away peacefully on Thursday, November 10, 2022, at Park Place in Platteville. A mass of Christian burial will be held at 11:30 a.m. Monday, November 14th, at the Holy Ghost Catholic Church in Dickeyville, with Bernard Both officiating. Burial will be in the church cemetery. Ruth was born on February 8, 1932, in Potosi, Wisconsin, the daughter of Joseph and Edna Schiffman Kirkenbusch. She married Lawrence Keeler on February 14, 1953, at St. Andrew's Church in Tennyson, Wisconsin. He preceded her in death on September 10, 2015. She raised eight children who will carry on her values and traditions with her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. They will forever cherish each item created by her loving hands and heart. Ruth was a faith-filled person and enjoyed helping with church activities. She is survived and remembered by five daughters, Jean Talkie and Kathy Prager, both of Dubuque, Rose Silvera of Madison, Shirley Buss of Platteville, and Donna Keeler of Madison. Three sons, Louis Keeler and George Keeler in Platteville, and Ray Keeler of Verona. 19 grandchildren and 22 great-grandchildren. She was preceded in death by her husband Lawrence and two sisters, Alma and Sally Rundy, three brothers, Irvin Kirkenbusch, Bob Kirkenbusch, and Jean Kirkenbusch, and her in-laws, Catherine Loffenville, Elizabeth Van de Weld, Lois Kiefer, Sister Angela Kiefer, OSF, and Joe Keeler, and Bernard Keeler, and a grandson and three great-grandsons. The family sincerely thanks the staff of Park Place St. Croix Hospice and Dr. Jeff White for the wonderful care they provided. In lieu of flowers, a Ruth M. Keeler Memorial Fund has been established. Memorials may be sent to the funeral home.
Theodore L. Repsch. Theodore L. Ted Repsch, age 75, of Marshalltown, formerly of Dubuque, completed his earthly journey on November 7th at the University of Iowa Hospital and Clinics. Per Ted's request, there will be no public services. The burial will be in the Rock Island Veterans Cemetery in Moline, Illinois. Ted was born on February 8, 1947, in Dubuque, a son to Joseph C. and Jean G. Repsch. Ted grew up with a love for aviation, which took flight in the early 1960s when he learned to fly under the watchful eye of Rusty Merle with then Beyer Aviation at the Dubuque Airport. He took his very first solo flight at the ripe young age of 16 and never looked back. In 1965, Ted found himself enlisting in the U.S. Army to honorably serve his nation with the 25th Infantry Division during the Vietnam War. Upon returning home, Ted spent the majority of his working years in maintenance and faithfully allowed his talents to flow into his free time as well. He was a very gifted woodworker who crafted everything from model airplanes to cabinetry to grandfather clocks. Many of his meticulous creations grace the homes of his family and friends to this day and will always be a welcome reminder of Ted's good heart and generosity. His greatest joys in life were undeniably found in the time he was able to spend with his family and friends by his side. Ted was also a proud member of the Tri-State Vietnam Veterans Association and always held his country and fellow veterans with the highest regard. We will miss Ted more than he could possibly have known, but are forever grateful for all of the love and lessons he shared along the way. Thank you, Ted, for simply being you, and may the Lord bless and keep you until we meet again. Those left behind to cherish the memory of Ted include his children, Ted and Tara Repsch Corrigan, and their children, his stepdaughters and love of his heart, Kate Harrell of Dubuque, Iowa, and Cassandra Mueller, Dubuque, his step-grandchildren, and extended friends and neighbors. Ted was preceded in death by his parents, his brother Thomas Repsch, his sister Joanne Brem Olson, and his sister in infancy, Barbara. Ted's family would like to thank the nurses and staff at the University of Iowa, along with the Iowa Veterans Home, for all of their care and compassion. The last year has not been an easy one for Ted, but the graciousness of so many along the way has truly made the days just a little easier for Ted and his loved ones to bear, and for that we are beyond grateful.
Raymond C. Reynolds, 90, of Dubuque, Iowa, passed away on November 10, 2022, at the Ennoble Nursing and Rehabilitation in Dubuque. A funeral service will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday, November 16, at the Leonard Funeral Home and Crematory on Rockdale Road, with Pastor Matt Agge officiating. Military honors will be accorded by the American Legion Post No. 6 and the Iowa Army National Guard. Visitation will be from 4 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, November 15th, at the Leonard Funeral Home and Crematory. A private family burial will be at the Linwood Cemetery. Raymond was born on February 26, 1932, in Dubuque, Iowa, the son of Leslie and Elsie Hadley Reynolds. He was united in marriage to the love of his life, Darlene Ortle Reynolds, on March 24, 1956, at St. John Lutheran Church in Dubuque. He proudly served the United States Army from 1953 to 1954 in the Korean conflict. Ray worked at the Hansel Construction Building Homes before becoming a supervisor at John Deere in the foundry. After his retirement from John Deere, he worked at the Weldon Tire in Dubuque for 25 years. He loved his wife and daughters more than anything and adored his granddaughters and great-grandchildren. Ray would do anything to help anyone if he thought they needed his help. In his free time, he enjoyed fishing, watching golf, playing the slots at the casino, and his Iowa hockey football games and Western movies. Those left to remember Ray are his daughters, Pam Martins of Dixon and Vicki Kern of Galena, and granddaughters. He is reunited with his wife and the love of his life, Darlene, his parents, Leslie and Elsie, and his grandson, Andrew, and his sister, June. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be donated to the Hospice of Dubuque in Ray's name. The family wishes to thank the Hospice of Dubuque, the nurses and staff at Ennoble, his daughters who cared for their father, and John and Dee Sander for their wonderful friendship over the years.
Peter E. Fayen, Hazel Green, Wisconsin. Peter E. Fayen, 63, of Hazel Green, passed away on Wednesday, November 9th. A celebration of life gathering will be held at a later date. The Howden Shield Funeral Home and Cremation Services in Cuba City is serving the family. Peter was born on April 4th, 1959, to Carl and Lois Fayen in Dubuque, Iowa. He attended elementary school at the Table Mound School, Washington Junior High, and graduated from senior high school. He married Jean M. Koth on July 28, 1984, in Geneva. He worked as a truck driver for Nemasco for over 26 years until his retirement in October 2022. He was a member of the local Teamsters. Peter enjoyed camping, working with his hands, but most of all, he enjoyed time spent with his family and friends. He will be sadly missed by all who knew and loved him. Peter is survived by his loving wife of 38 years, Jean, a son, Joseph Fayen, Robert Fayen, Robert Neusel, Tammy Neusel, William Neusel, Timothy Neusel, and Brian Neusel. 15 grandchildren, 2 great-grandchildren, 6 siblings, Carlene Bainter, Carrie Werner, Laura Fayen, Guy Fayen, Greg Fayen, and Timothy Fayen, along with many nieces and nephews. He is preceded in death by his parents, Carl and Lois Fayen. In lieu of plants and flowers, a Peter E. Fayen Memorial Fund has been established. Memorials may be mailed to Howden Shield Funeral Home. Online condolences may be left for the family at www.howdenshieldfuneralhome.com.
Darlene C. Kirsch, also called Dar, she was 92 of Dubuque, and she passed away peacefully on November 6, 2022. Visitation will be held from 9 a.m. to 11:15 a.m. Wednesday, November 16th, at the Eglenhoff, Siegert, and Casper Funeral Home and Crematory on JFK Road. following the service, a share of memories at 11:30 a.m. Dar was born at home on March 27, 1930, to Vincent and Viola Trannell Schulting in East Dubuque, Illinois. She graduated from Immaculate Conception Academy on May 30, 1948. She was united in marriage to the love of her life, Norman Kirch, on October 14, 1953, and they celebrated 55 years of marriage in 2008. He preceded her in death on November 5th of 2008. Dar, Murray, and Cheryl worked with their parents at the Melody Mill Ballroom to provide great entertainment to the tri-state area. She also worked at the Bishop's Buffet for 37 years, where she met and maintained lifelong friendships in the community. She was a member of the Red Hat Society. She also volunteered regularly at Bethany Home, where she found great happiness in the service of others. Darlene is survived by her children, Stephen Kirch, Scott Kirch, and Mark, and many grandchildren and great-grandchildren, also daughters-in-law. She was preceded in death by her parents, Vincent and Viola Trannell Schulting, a sister, Shirley Lewis, sister-in-law, Virginia Best and Jane Ann Borley, and a brother-in-law, Richard Best and Robert Borley, and an infant daughter, Mary. A Darlene Kirch Memorial Fund has been established in her memory.
Francis Richter, Keeler, Wisconsin. Francis Bud Richter, 97, of Keeler, Wisconsin, passed away Sunday, November 6, 2022. A mass of Christian burial will be held at 11 a.m. Friday, November 18th, at Immaculate Conception Church, Keeler, Wisconsin, with Reverend Bernard Rott officiating. Burial will be in the church cemetery. Friends and family may call from 9 to 10:40 a.m. Friday at the Immaculate Conception Church Parish Center. Casey McNutt Funeral Home and Cremation Services of Cuba City is assisting the family. Bud was born on March 25, 1925, in Lancaster, Wisconsin, the son of Frank and Laura Richter. He married Margaret Leffelholz on November 3, 1949, at Holy Ghost Church in Dickeyville, Wisconsin. She preceded him in death on July 31, 1994. Bud worked at the Keeler Garage for 50 years. He was a charter member of the Jamestown Fire Department and a member of the Knights of Columbus. Bud was a jack of all trades who could repair anything. He enjoyed dining out every Friday night and Sunday afternoon. Bud loved spending time with his family, especially on Sundays, watching football. His favorite team was the Green Bay Packers. Survivors include his son, Jerry Richter, a brother, Marcus Richter, three grandchildren, Jaden, Ryan, and Shayna, and seven great-grandchildren. He was also preceded in death by his parents, three sisters, Kathleen Griffiths, Helen Kohler, and Bernadine Shade, a sister-in-law, Donna Richter, and a special friend, Helen Lawinger. The family wishes to thank the staff of Hospice of Dubuque for their care of Bud. In lieu of flowers, a Francis Bud Richter Memorial Fund has been established, and memorials may be sent to the funeral home in Cuba City. Online condolences for the family may be left at www.caseymcnett.com.
Bernadette M. Schwach, sister Bernadette Marie Schwach, BVM, 92, of Mount Carmel Bluffs, Dubuque, Iowa, died on Thursday, November 10th, 2022. Visitation will be from 9 to 9:30 a.m. on Thursday, November 17th, at the Mary Frances Clark Chapel at Mount Carmel Bluffs. Sharing of memories will be at 9:30, followed immediately by the Mass of Christian Burial. Burial will be in the Mount Carmel Cemetery. Sister Bernadette was an elementary teacher in Des Moines, Iowa, Chicago, and Berwyn, Illinois, Boulder, Colorado, and Kauai, Hawaii, where she also served as principal. She was born on May 1, 1930, in Chicago, to Joseph and Mary Schwach, and she entered the BVM congregation in September of 1948. And she professed her vows, first vows, in March 19, 1951. She was preceded in death by her parents, her brothers George and Joseph Schwach, and a sister, Evelyn. She is survived by nieces, nephews, and the Sisters of Charity, with whom she shared life for 74 years.
Patricia M. Cruiser, Hazel Green, Wisconsin. Patricia Patty M. Cruiser, 78, of Hazel Green, passed away on Thursday, November 10th, at Stonehill Care Center in Dubuque. Funeral services will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Monday, November 14th, at Francis de Sales Catholic Church in Hazel Green, with Father Peter Auer officiating. Burial will be in the St. Francis de Sales Church Cemetery in Hazel Green. The Howden Shield Funeral Home and Cremation Services in Cuba City is serving the family. Patty was born on February 13, 1944, to Laverne and Catherine Kate Hale in Cherry Valley, Illinois. She was a graduate from Hazel Green High School. She married Theodore Cruiser on December 10, 1966, at St. Francis de Sales Catholic Church in Hazel Green. She worked for over 30 years as a bookkeeper for Dubuque Urology Department. Patty enjoyed reading books, crocheting, watching the Green Bay Packers, but most of all, she enjoyed time spent with her family and friends. She will be sadly missed by all who knew and loved her. Patty is survived by three daughters, Leanne Barrett, Kim Jakubowski, and Ellie Harrington, seven grandchildren, one great-grandchild, a sister, Barb Hanfeld, a brother, Dan Hale, four sisters-in-law, one brother-in-law, and two nieces. She was preceded in death by her parents, husband Ted, stepfather Laverne Edwards, a brother Richard Hale, two brothers-in-law Bill Hanfield and Fred Cruiser, and a sister-in-law Olive Ann Keeler.
Edward M. Rupp, 97, of Las Vegas, Nevada, but formerly of Dubuque, Iowa, passed away on November 5, 2022, in Las Vegas. A private family service will be held with burial in the Dubuque Memorial Garden. Leonard Funeral Home and Crematory is assisting the family. Edward was born on December 1, 1924, in Dubuque, the son of Clarence and Barbara Spates Rupp. He attended Holy Ghost School. He was united in marriage to Dolores Peperthian on November 23, 1947, at St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Dubuque. He was employed by the Dubuque Packing Company, and he served in the U.S. Navy from 1942 to 1945, and he was also a member of the Dubuque 700 Club. He is survived by his children, Janet Smith, Patricia Beals, Deborah Koch, son-in-law Leo Casper, and grandchildren, and five great-grandchildren. He was preceded in death by his wife Dolores in the year 2008, his daughter Diane Casper in 2012, and his siblings Virginia Frommelt Graff, Jim Rupp, Kathleen Rupp, and Paul Rupp. Memorials may be sent to a charity of your choice in Edward's name.
Thomas D. Felderman, Piasta, Iowa. Thomas D. Felderman, 87, of Piasta, died on Saturday, November 12th. Visitation will be held from 10 a.m. to 1:45, Tuesday, November 22nd, at St. John Baptist Catholic Church in Piasta, where a mass of Christian burial will follow at 2 p.m. Egelhoff, Siegert, and Casper Funeral Home and Crematory is assisting the family. Joseph A. Peavy. Joseph A. Peavy, 21, of Dubuque, died on Wednesday, November 9th. A celebration of life will be held from 4 to 5:30, Monday, November 21st, at Grandview Methodist Church. Egelhoff, Siegert, and Casper Funeral Home and Crematory of Dubuque is assisting the family. Marjorie C. Lewis. Marjorie C. Lewis, 73, of Dubuque, died on Tuesday, November 8th. Services will be held at 1:30 Saturday, November 19th, at Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witnesses. Tri-State Cremation Center of East Dubuque is assisting the family.
James L. Fitzpatrick. Jim Fitzpatrick, 57, of Dubuque, passed away on November 7th, 2022, at home. A mass of Christian burial will be held at 11 a.m. Tuesday, November 15th, at St. Raphael's Cathedral, with Father Dennis Quint officiating. Visitation will be held prior to the funeral from 9 to 11 a.m. at the church. Burial will be in the Mount Olivet Cemetery. Leonard Funeral Home and Crematory in Dubuque is assisting the family. Jim was born on January 27, 1965, in Dubuque to Robert C. and Gladys Bill Meyer Fitzpatrick. He attended Nativity Grade School and Dubuque Senior High School. He went on to attend Kirkwood Community College, but was unable to complete his studies due to a life-altering accident. In his youth, Jim was an avid skier, working at Sundown Mountain. He found joy in his love for the 70s and 80s music and collected vinyl records. He enjoyed sharing meals with his large extended family. Those left to honor his memory include his mother, Gladys Fitzpatrick, siblings John, Vicki Brybeck of McGregor, Mary Drushauser of Balltown, Lorna Duvininsky of Pennsylvania, and Kathy Hoffman of Piasta, Frank Fitzpatrick in Marion, Bob Fitzpatrick in Dubuque, Mike Fitzpatrick, Tom Fitzpatrick, and Mary Fitzpatrick. He is also survived by 24 nieces and nephews, as well as several great nieces and nephews. He was preceded in death by his father, Robert Fitzpatrick, and a brother-in-law, David Breitbeck. The family expresses gratitude to Ken and his wife for their kindness and time spent with Jim. A special thank you also goes out to the Dubuque Police and Fire Department for their response and assistance. Kimberly A. Selkin, Kim, of 62 of Dubuque, died on Wednesday, November 9th. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Tri-State Cremation Center of East Dubuque is assisting the family.
Mary Wayert, White House, Texas. Mary Wayert, formerly of Dubuque, passed away November 5th at Oak Brook Healthcare Center in White House, Texas. Private family burial will be on Monday, November 14th in Mount Calvary Cemetery, Dubuque, Iowa. Leonard Funeral Home and Crematory is assisting the family. She was born March 30, 1944, to Ruth and Herman Benke of Dubuque. She graduated from Wallard High School in 1962. She met and married Edward Feller of Piasta, Iowa, the love of her life. Ed died in a truck accident in Bennett, Iowa in 1974. Mary eventually met and married Ron Wyatt and moved to Texas. In Texas, Mary worked at TISD in Tyler and spent the next 25 years employed in school food service, where she delighted in being around the children. Mary always enjoyed sewing, both for herself and Lisa. She collected birdhouses and crosses. She was faithful in her attendance at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Tyler. Mary is survived by her daughter, Lisa Filer Montgomery, of Teague, Texas, her brother Joe Benke and Robert Benke, and her good friend, ex-husband Ron Wayert of Tyler, Texas. She was preceded in death by her parents, Herman and Ruth, her sisters, Marita Kipper and Diane Frick, both from Dubuque.
Owen A. Dietrich, 89, of Cedar Rapids, and formerly of Dubuque, died on Saturday, June 11, 2022. Visitation will be held from 9 to 10:30 a.m. Saturday, November 19th, at the St. Pius X Catholic Church in Cedar Rapids, where services will follow. A private interment will take place at a later date. Stuart Baxter Funeral and Memorial Service in Cedar Rapids is assisting the family. That brings us to the end of today's reading of the Dubuque Telegraph Herald for Sunday, November 13th, although this is Monday, November 14th. I'm your reader, Bernadette.
And Jackie.
Support for this reading comes from the DePaco R.W. Hoffer Foundation. The Telegraph Herald can be heard each weekday at 2 p.m. All programs heard on IRIS are intended solely for the blind and print handicapped. If you have any questions or comments on this or on any IRIS program, please call our office toll-free at 877-404-4747, and thanks for listening.